This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. I think we have some college football coming up at 4 o'clock, a college football darty, if you will. It's time now, though. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king himself, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Appreciate Reliant as well. Hey, Wolchuk, you said that our corner from the Commanders?
Yeah, Manuel Forbes, who was the first round pick that, honestly, I was a big fan of. I think we all were on our draft show.
He was just a little bit like skinny. Slight. He was 166
Very pounds. Skinny, but he definitely didn't shy away from physicality while at Mississippi State. Just hasn't worked out with the Commanders. They released him, and he has just been picked up and claimed by the Rams.
So the Rams were 6-6.
Yeah.
So that means they're behind Dallas in the claiming order. So obviously Dallas
didn't put a claim in
for the guy. I was kind of thinking with all their corners being banged up.
I was too. I would have liked to have maybe, you know, usually they go after those guys. If they had a high draft rate on him.
That's what I'm saying. I thought they had maybe a second round grade on that guy. I'm sure somebody will text me and say they didn't have a second round
grade. Maybe they weren't as high on him as we thought.
Yeah. But anyway, Forbes goes to the Rams. And Dallas was down some corners too.
Well, now you lose Josh Butler.
Well, Butler's gone for the year.
That stinks.
And then Thomas
is
going to be for like 3 or 4 weeks.
You might be in a situation. I mean, you're probably going to need more Izzy Mukwamu, unless Diggs is good to go this week. But God forbid. I mean, they've been really not wanting to play Andrew Booth, but you might be in a position where you have to.
Yeah. Situation not good there. But I reached out to some folks about Tank. You know, Stephen Jones came on and said it, you know, would be
long shot.
Yeah, they're going to try. They got a couple of days to work with him because of the Monday night game and then try and get him on the practice field. But they're at least going in the right direction of getting him back out on the practice field and kind of make a determination where they're at from there. But it is going in the right direction. So
it's good news.
We'll see how it goes. All right, I did have a chance to watch the film, but we didn't have a show on Friday. So
I heard you called in with Fred Blake, though.
I did. I called
Krusty's Corner.
Getting an oil change?
I was getting an oil change there. Yeah, I had an oil change. By the way, you guys go for the synthetic oil?
I never have. Supposed to?
I don't even know, dude.
I think I had liquid Molly. Kind of what I go through.
No, it's like this mobile synthetic oil. It's supposed to be really.
I'm using whatever is for the high mileage.
That's kind of. I was sitting there thinking like, yeah, I'm driving around a bunch.
Yeah, that's what I've been rocking with.
Go for that. You know, you pay a little extra, get a seventh job to pay for.
I like playing on natural grass.
Yeah. All right. But synthetic oil, I kind of went out.
Isn't it like double the cost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
But you go 5,000 miles, I think, instead of 3,000.
Real quick, too. I had to get an inspection on the car.
Uh-huh.
How much do you think the inspections cost?
Well, because you got to go get the sticker. The sticker's like $75.
I got the oil change and the inspection at the same place.
That's $100.
Total of 100, yeah.
100 total?
I would say.
Yeah. The synthetic oil was $90. The sticker was $7.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
The expiration tags?
Yeah.
For only $7?
Yeah. That's all I had to pay to get inspected. $7.
Oh, that's you chalk that up to a huge win, dude. I take it to my local Kroger with that green sheet that they give you in the mail or whatever,
yeah,
that envelope.
You gotta register
and then it's
the
like, yeah, and it's like $75 every time.
That's for the actual registration. Yeah. Brian's for the
inspection.
Test.
Oh, yeah. Inspection.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, which is about to be obsolete here in some counties.
So there's
a lot of counties. Okay. Right. Wish it was mine.
Oh, so it's not a state. It's not the whole state.
No, it's not the whole state. Right. Yeah, I wish it was, bro.
All right. Well, I thought
that's confusing.
I got my bill.
Oh, come on.
Why are we making this difficult?
Department of Government Efficiency getting them?
Yeah, I don't know.
That Elon Musk, he's on the prowl.
Clearing everybody out.
Yeah, get
bureaucrats.
Yeah, get out of here.
Doge.
Doge.
Ain't that their name?
Yeah. Doge.
Doge. Yeah. All right. Overshown saves the day on a play.
What an awesome play, dude.
Yeah, this screen pass is going to be a huge play for the Giants if he doesn't tip this ball. Because Singletary has all kinds of space to run if he catches it. And it's very well set up, with the exception of they realized that they didn't take care of Overshown on this thing. Really, Locke misjudged the length of Overshown. And the ball gets knocked in the air. I really give a tip of the cap. I always get on officials. Give a tip of the cap to Brian Neal, the umpire, for staying the hell out of the way.
Hats off to him.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
He had a chance to kind of like pick or block Overshown. My man like showed some ability to get out of the way so that he could go and make the interception there. So tip of the cap.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Brian Neal, umpire.
It's one of the slowest backpedals you've ever seen.
But he got out of the way.
All he needed to get away was about 6 inches, and it was perfect. And there goes Overshown, superhero. Yeah. He just dominated the running back. What an athletic play.
Yep. I'll tell you what, it was really
so smooth.
Very smooth.
I mean, that showed like superstar instinct.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And execution. The rest of the game, was it top notch? Are we heading in the right direction with Overshown?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's got like 21 pressures now since they've used him in that poor man's Micah Parsons role.
He's been dealing.
I knew he was going to have a great game when I saw him kind of turn back the clock to his Longhorn days with the aesthetic and wear like 9 sweatbands one arm.
Yeah, I don't think
and then an arm sleeve on the other.
Oh, yeah. I don't think the equipment staff have enough equipment for him.
No, it's taken all season for him to build up enough sweatbands to cover his entire arm with it. It was like, okay, you see him in pregame warmups. He's ready to have it.
It's true agent zero.
Yeah, he had that look in his eye, and he should have been the. The turkey leg guy of the weekend.
He was turkey leg guy for sure. All right, clutch catch by Cooks. This is one of my favorite play the team runs. This is the one where they use the tight end as a pick and they run behind him. Now that Cooks is back at it, they tried it the other day with Tolbert. Remember the third down that went inside against the Commanders? Cooks runs it better than anybody they've got because he knows how to stay behind the tight end and then break. But this is the instead of lining up as twins, a twin formation, like, you know, put them stacked behind each other or right next to each other, they bring him in motion left to right, and Schoonmaker comes off the ball, and Cooks runs, like, instead of like span forward, it's Scooty. So Scooty kind of understands what he has to do. So Scooty comes off the ball, Cooks runs the out behind him. Giants are getting all cluttered up.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, that ball's thrown wide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wide.
He's got to really extend.
He leaps, he's
like off his feet.
Every inch of him to go get that football. But it's a great reception, great gain. Did you realize there was 2 minutes left in the game?
Yeah, that's a.
If he doesn't make that catch, the Giants are going to get the ball with 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was a big play. They called it against the Chargers the year before. Dak hit Cooks, very similar throw as well, and he was able to use his body to go get that.
That's
one.
Something
TV
they were
made
missing.
A big deal out of it.
Yeah. I thought so too.
He called. He let us know that his nickname is Cookie.
Cookie. Yeah, Cookie.
Because they played together.
They did. Lamb's day started off poorly. Let's talk about that. One of the first plays they threw, remember the play with him and Schoonmaker were like in the same vicinity and Rush just kind of threw the ball right in between them.
Mm-hmm.
This happens a little bit too much for me, but this is where I think his day started up pretty poor. Either he or Lipke didn't get the check. And Lipke comes in motion. He sets up on the right edge as a blocker. So Lamb is short left, or excuse me, slot left, and runs a crossing route, like a drag underneath, while Lipke goes vertical, which carries two defenders right in the path of Lamb. And Rush throws the ball anyways. If the ball gets to Lamb, there's a chance for a huge play here. Instead, it's incomplete. We've seen this a couple of times with Lamb now, that like somebody carries defenders in, or was he supposed to run the drag, or were they
yeah. You know,
so that those kinds of things bother me a little bit about that. Why do they have that? But that was kind of the start of the day. Dowdle's long run, I want to talk about that. There's a high snap from BB on that one. Lawrence is right on his nose. And that's what happens with BB. When somebody gets right on his nose, it makes him a little worried. But excellent blocks by Smith on Nunez Roaches, the tackle to turn him out of the hole. And Span Ford, he got enough of McFadden, the linebacker, that allows Dowdle to run by him. Great finish by Dowdle, splitting the tackles of Newbin and Pinnock for the first. That was a nice long run that he had, that one on second down, and 21. Second and 21.
You never expect to get the first down.
No, we're just calling a draw. Let's see and try and make it a third manageable.
Yep. The I want to talk about pop pass to Turpin, little pop pass they did. Turpin does it's just a really good call again. I'm giving Mike credit for this one.
This is shocking.
Yeah, Turpin motions left to right, and Steele, Hoffman, Dowdle, Cooks all in front. So they finally got everybody where they needed to be.
Right. It's amazing when everyone's out there. You finally get
them
in space.
You get everybody in space.
And the timing's right.
The timing is absolutely right. It's just like the snap and then the pop. It just punches it forward with his Rush punches it forward with his hands, and now you're around the corner. But great job by all those guys getting out front and making some blocks. So got some more later on, Dawson. If you want it, absolutely.
We'll
talk about it.
We got some more things we need to talk about too.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, and typically the show after the most recent game, he gives you two of them. Okay, so stand by. We'll do a little bit more of that later on. Top 10 at 4:20 is about 20 minutes away. A little college football next. Well, Chief All.
Yes, a Rivals Weekend to Remember, featuring Aggie police reports and brawling all over the country. Next in the nation.